I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Melissa Miller in the studio with us. And here in the studio also is Rick Gunyon, a USB board member. Rick, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, Kevin.
We're here to talk about the lagoons. It's going to get some use here in about a week or a week and a half from now with the annual Optimus Fishing Derby for the youth and the families. I Googled it a little bit this morning, and we were talking about it used to be like a holdover for treatment of tomato slurry from the Del Monte facility that was on Morrison Street, as you said. There were actually pipes underground that carried the water down 75 and into the lagoons, as it's now called. Now well water and field runoff keeps the ponds filled. So Del Monte did that and then left town the next year or two after that. And it kind of got handed or dumped, depending on who you talk to, I guess, over to the city of Frankfort. And I guess this was before my time. I guess it was in pretty bad shape at one time with vandalism and people dumping trash and stuff.
Yeah, it went through a period of several years of neglect, if nothing else. And, mm-hmm. and it still always had its fans and its users, but not much management. And so, in reality, today and for many years, it is actually part of the Frankfort stormwater management system, where we manage stormwater rainwater mm-hmm. during heavy rains in the area. And so part of our stormwater in Frankfort runs into the lagoons just by gravity and by pumps. In dry periods, maybe late in the summer, we do have a couple of wells. We can refill the fishing ponds, keep them at a good level mm-hmm. so they don't dry out. But for the most part of the year, it's simply rain-fed, some field rainwater and some stormwater from the city of Frankfort.
I used to live out by that area, and I probably lived here for 6 months before I actually drove around, and it's I guess if you've lived here all your life, it's no big deal, but it's kind of cool, you know. It really is.
Yeah, we get visitors from all over Indiana. There's a bird watching network. It's on Facebook mm-hmm. and you'll see on there many people commenting that came here, you know, for a specific weekend or a bird watching trip. Mm-hmm. And they kind of count the birds they found and saw in the different species. And it's fairly popular in that regard. Oftentimes, when I go out there, I ask people that are fishing, hey, how are you doing? Where are you from? Are you enjoying this? What mm-hmm. can we do for you? I normally find the people I talk to are from a different county.
Really?
So we have people from Tipton, from Boone County,
wow.
From Logansport, that come here and fish on a regular basis.
Well, I think a lot that's of that, cool. too, is because it is so clean and is so nice and so well-managed that it's a great place for families. And, I mean, you can bring a picnic basket, and you can
yeah.
sit at the shelter house, and you can have a picnic. And we've been bringing my grandson since he was old enough to hold a fishing pole.
Sure.
And, sure. you know, he just he lives for the summer. He can't wait to get out of school because he knows when Papa and Mama got time, we'll take him to the lagoons to go
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah.
Of course, I'm here on behalf of the Utility Service Board.
Right.
There's five members of us. I was the person that maybe volunteered and was selected to kind of be the point person for the lagoons a few years back. Since that time, I have promoted a multi-year improvement program to our other board members and gained their agreement and support. But if I might start at a much higher level,
sure.
In general, you find that utility companies such as the Frankfort Municipal Utilities, utility companies across the states have some sort of public interest ecological programs that they support financially. Very, very common. It's actually uncommon to see utilities that don't have such a program. So our program for Frankfort Municipal Utilities is the lagoons. The property is actually owned by the city of Frankfort. Mm-hmm. They hold the title and deed to the property itself. But because it is part of our stormwater management system, It's been turned over to the utilities and the utility board to manage the site. So of a couple things of interest today and this year, we recently approved a contract to purchase new fish stock. So we have some new fish being delivered in the next few weeks. We're in the backlog for delivery dates.
As everyone is.
And so that's going to be exciting. To my knowledge, I don't remember, you know, going back 10 years or so, I don't remember when we have actually officially stocked the ponds
really?
For fishing.
Really? Okay.
Now, there have been individuals who bring things they catch from Mississinawa or Salamone
right.
and bring it in and dump them in there. But I'm talking a large quantity.
Right.
And, so we're excited to do that for the fishermen and the fishing community. I might back up. Last year, late in the year, we contracted with a tree maintenance firm, and we had a lot of tree and brush up on the 30-acre wildlife sanctuary pond area to the north, wetlands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To the north of the two fishing ponds. We had a lot of trees and brush removed, so we have a better line of sight from the viewing benches mm-hmm. and from driving around the perimeter of that wetlands area. So that was a good improvement.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thirdly, back to the fishing ponds, another improvement this year, the board has approved the purchase of three aerator systems. What these will do is essentially pump water or pump air under the water and let the air bubbles rise up through the water in the pond, and that aerates the water. And it's more healthy for the fish. It cuts down on algae growth, mm-hmm. which is common late in the summer when the heat is on and
the
flow is lower. So again, we have a multi-year program that we have tentatively approved, and we're executing that program with a few things each year, so for the betterment of the use of the property.
Did you say they're going to rebuild a shelter house, one or two of those?
Well, we have two picnic shelter
yeah.
houses. Last year, we had a contractor come in and scrape and paint all the underneath interior areas that are exposed to the weather
mm-hmm.
To make sure they're maintained for years to come. We have also on our plan this summer, not so much for the two picnic areas, but there's a overlook to the north wetlands area, kind of a ramp and a small platform, if you will, just for a viewing
viewing site. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And that has deteriorated over the years. It was originally constructed on a steel frame, but then with 2x4 wood, attached to the top of it, and that has seen the end of its useful life. It's no longer safe, so we're in the process of locating a contractor to do fabrication and welding and essentially rebuild that platform in steel so it will be much more safe and secure for the public use.
That'll be very cool.
And it's a good place to go and just look over the wetlands and just observe the variety of wildlife out there. It's totally amazing.
It is. I've seen some
People will take the time. It's kind of cool to sit back there and just be quiet and take it all in. It really is.
Yeah.
Well, we're pleased. The board is pleased to provide that facility and do the site management. And we have so many users from buses that come from Wesley Manor, people that walk their dogs and mm-hmm. get their kids out to play and run off energy, fishermen, wildlife, bird watchers. It's a total site plan for the public use. So we're pleased to provide that.
So we're going to have the annual Optimus Fishing Derby for youth and families. That'll be coming up, a week from this Saturday?
Yeah, June 4th. Saturday.
Yeah, we're very excited to host that or provide the facilities for that that request. And the more I hear about it as time has went on, more and more sponsors have come forward and are participating in that event, and should be a fantastic event. We are reserving shelter house or picnic area one for their use on that date, the 4th, and we have some signage going up, I believe Saturday, to so indicate, just to let everybody know that one first shelter house kind of between the ponds will be reserved for their use on June 4th, and again, we're happy to do that.
Very good.
Well, and that's also Free Fishing Day in Indiana.
It is, yes.
Yeah, Indiana has, they sponsor two of those, I believe, a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's people listening out there that you're not really sure whether or not, you know, that's something you want to take in and you want to go get a license for, maybe you don't have time to do it enough to go get a license. It's Free Fishing Day. You don't have to have a license. Get your kids out there. Get your grandkids out there. You would be really surprised. You know, I never dreamed that my grandson's, he's going to be 13, and I never dreamed that he would still be interested at this age to go out with his grandparents and sit in the chair and take it in and go fishing. But he'll even take his camera out there.
That's cool.
And take pictures, because there is nothing like seeing about three snapping turtles all different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
Sunning themselves on the log.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's cool. Yeah, it's a lot of turtles out there.
Yeah.
Well, Rick, we appreciate you coming in this morning. Anything else we need to know before we let you go?
No, again, just thank you for the opportunity to talk about this resource.
Yeah.
And we appreciate, the board appreciates engaging with the public and providing this resource for public use. I could be contacted through the Utility Service Board, through Frankfort Municipal Utilities, if anyone wants to reach out to me on any future requests or comments.
Even, or maybe even volunteer to help some things if you have any.
Yeah, we would anticipate some volunteer opportunities coming up later this summer. And as I say that, we anticipated those last summer, and we delayed them for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
With all the pandemic going on. But as we work out of that situation, one of the things we want to do is build some fish habitat.
Right.
To protect the smaller fish.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to use the DNR, Indiana DNR design, which uses wood pallets.
Yeah.
And so we will have some events coming up later in the summer to invite the public volunteers to come out and help us do that on a nice sunny Saturday, I believe. And watch out for that on Wylo Radio.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that.
So again, thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah. Appreciate you coming in this morning.